Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ring a ding ding! Happy Friday. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're
checking in on this Friday morning.
That's what's up. It's November 7th, 56 for the high today. Gonna see some rain starting around 2 p.m. Watch, it's probably pouring out right now. I don't even see it.
These things happen.
Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Let's see who's here. Like, is everyone okay? Where's Nico? Where's Steve? Where's Amy? Where's Nora? I don't know. Wellness check on all these people. Or they just went over and started listening to Weeze. I don't know. He's been off there for like 5 weeks. Anyways, crazy time. Fun Friday morning. And we have Emily weighing in first out of the gate.
Love it.
She says, good morning. Best Friday ever. Because I just took a pregnancy test and it's positive.
Oh, really? Hey.
At 6 a.m.? Get after it, queen.
You just did that right now? Congratulations. What's the situation at home?
I thought you were going to ask her, what's the gender? I was like, well, she's 1 week pregnant.
No, I was going to say, you know, every child needs a father.
Oh, God. I hate it here. Who else is here? Carrie's here. She says, good morning.
What's up,
Happy
Care
Friday. Good vibes. I'm just so excited that we are in the month of November because that means... officially, Wicked is coming out in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right, it is.
I cannot believe it's been a year already.
I can't believe I haven't seen the first one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which I'm gonna sit down and watch it, but it's a long...
about 3 hours.
I was gonna ask you, it's a long movie, right?
Yeah, I think it's 2 hours and 45 minutes. I fell asleep during the first one in the theater. Me and Patrice fell asleep. Yeah, it was really bad.
What a waste.
It was really bad. We woke up, we're like, oh my God, did we miss anything? It's like, yeah, the whole thing. So we also need to rewatch it. We're actually going to go to our friend's house next weekend and rewatch it. And then the following weekend. But here's the thing, you guys. Like, if you haven't, I shouldn't be saying this because I haven't gotten mine either. But if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, like, I looked yesterday, it's pretty much all sold out.
Is it?
Like, every Showtime, every theater.
Yeah.
So, and like they've been on sale for quite some time now. So get your Wicked tickets if you haven't already. If you think you're going to AMC, you're not. So good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
That's really all I got for this morning. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good this morning. It's Friday. It's payday. I got a fun weekend planned. And you know there's a dinner in there at least once,
yeah,
right?
There's got to be.
If there isn't,
we have issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you and I, we're going to be hanging out tonight on a Friday. We haven't done that in a long time.
I know. And you're going to be in my old stomping grounds.
Right. Breezy and I will be in Canandaigua because...
I think my dad has a little proposal for you. I don't know if he's calling in.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to your dad.
Let me guess.
He wants to take me somewhere? Yeah.
I think he might. But hey, it's not my invite to ask.
Hot toddy. Come through, buddy.
And great. Yeah, we're hanging out tonight. We're going to be at Fort Hill Performing Arts Center down in Canandaigua for Taylor's Story. You know, we're huge Swifties on this show. We literally talk crap about her literally all the time. But we're huge Swifties on the show, and we love supporting our Swiftie listeners. So we'll be there hosting, making friendship bracelets, hanging out. This is a good opportunity for you if you haven't been or had the opportunity to go see the Eras Tour and just to check out Fort Hill Performing Arts Center.
Shannon is going to be covering all of her Taylor Swift's latest hits on stage tonight, including The State of Ophelia.
Nope. It's the fate, but so incredibly close.
We're going to have so much fun
Moose
tonight.
Moose keeps talking about Shannon like people know who she is. They don't. But that's okay. She will be there.
She's the one singing.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's going to be great, you guys. If you do want to come through, though, you can get your tickets at forthillpac.com. Forthillpac.com is going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Speaking of music, I am in my good vibes because I've been waiting for this moment for a while. It actually was announced when you were in Italy, so we never even got to really debrief.
What is it?
But Hilary Duff.
Oh, God, she's so beautiful.
She dropped her latest single. She hasn't done music in over 10 years.
Did I ever tell you
she's
about
back to the music?
She's so, you know, and she did I ever tell you about the time? And I'm going to name drop.
Oh, God, this is when I was in LA.
Yeah, it was. I took a workout class with her, and it was such a distraction because in person, she's even prettier. And I'm like, she wasn't even wearing makeup. She's covered in sweat. But
Lizzie McGuire is...
That's how I like him.
Me to my core. Love her so much.
She's very nice.
Still to this day.
She was dating the trainer, the guy who was putting on the class. Whatever. All right, guys. Coming up on the show, thanks for the vibes this morning. Obviously, with the government shutdown, that's played a huge effect on air travel. We'll tell you what's been going on in the airport and what Andy Moore, the airport director, is saying in a statement when it comes to air traffic controllers and what you can expect at the Rochester Airport if you do plan on traveling. Plus, I kind of have some good news for you as well. Stay there. It's PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So as we know, the government shutdown has really played an effect on air travel. And if you are planning on flying this weekend, look around. There may not be a whole ton of smiles at the airport. Andy Moore, who is the airport director, said in a statement, you know, when it comes to air traffic controllers who are still working without getting paid, he says, I'm in constant communication with the tower manager. We're in good shape. Here in Rochester, we can't control what happens in other geographical regions across the country with the FAA and their tower staffing, but we're in good shape here in Rochester as of today. I don't know how it's going to be moving into the weekend and into next week, but when you look at those large hub airports like Atlanta, Chicago, most of our nonstops are to some of those large hub airports, and we have to believe there's going to be some impact on some of those flights coming and going out of Rochester.
Definitely.
The good news is, though, a lot of these airlines are all offering full refunds on flights that are canceled and allowing free flight changes if you don't want to take the risk, because there's a lot of people that just don't want to risk it.
Yeah, they're like, will we be able to land?
My buddy I had dinner with last night, that UPS plane that crashed in, what was it, Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
He was on the runway and saw it happen. Mm. And they're like, everyone get off the plane. We're not going anywhere. He was stuck at the airport for 2 days. They didn't put him up in a hotel.
That's insane.
It was...
Times have changed so much. Like, I remember traveling as a kid and, like, if something were to go awry... That airline would do everything in their power to make sure you're covered. Now they're just like, tough luck, King. Sorry.
Yeah. But as far as the flight changes and you not wanting to take a risk, they say they'll reach out directly to impacted travelers, but you should keep a close eye on your flight status And, you know, obviously we're all looking at the apps. So that's what's happening right now at the Rochester Airport. According to Andy Moore, everything is looking good. Also, the Motel 6 to the Skies, a.k.a. Spirit Airlines, plans to discontinue service in and out of Rochester after January 7th due to its recent bankruptcy filing. So they will not be flying in and out of Rochester.
Mm.
Which, you know, there's pros and cons to that.
Correct.
Coming up on the show, a teenage daughter did the unthinkable to scare her boyfriend. Now both families are furious. The boyfriend's parents are demanding to know how this mom plans to handle it. What are you going to do about your daughter? Maybe some of you might have dealt with something like this too. We'll get into the full story coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Speaks Y Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's an
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All new Parental Confidential this morning. We will not be sharing this person's name or where they are from, but let me start off by saying wow. Anyone have a teenage daughter who faked their own pregnancy to purposely scare their boyfriend?
Yeah, we just talked about this with that girl in the UK.
Well, a little different circumstance. I mean, she had the baby and tried to pawn it off as her real kid. It was a porcelain doll.
Mm-hmm.
It was very bizarre. That was a mental health issue. So here's the message we got from this mother. It says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I will remain anonymous for a number of reasons, but I'm fine with sharing my story with you guys in hopes of hearing from strangers on how other parents would handle a situation like this after the stunt that our 16-year-old daughter pulled. Last week, she pulled something absolutely wild that got my husband and I spiraling. Apparently, she decided she was going to teach her boyfriend a lesson because he supposedly wasn't being serious about their relationship. How did she do it? She faked a pregnancy.
Sure.
Took a screenshot of a fake positive test online, sent it to him. She wanted to scare him, make him feel guilty because apparently he doesn't appreciate her enough.
Right.
Her boyfriend is 17. And so, yes, of course, he freaked out, called his parents, and the story blew up at school. And my husband says this is manipulative. She needs serious consequences. It was a dumb thing to do, but a part of me is glad that, you know, nobody got hurt physically.
Sure.
Okay. Meanwhile, my daughter says we're overreacting and it was just a prank. But the boyfriend's parents are furious and now want to know how we plan on handling this situation. I don't know if I should punish her or just let her deal with the fallout. I'm sorry for the rant, but I have no idea what these parents want us to do. Do they want money? I will punish my daughter.
No, probably.
But I don't see why they have to be involved. Thanks for any help. Okay, there's a lot to unpack here.
There's a lot going on, indeed.
So, if your teen faked a pregnancy to scare someone, what exactly is the punishment? And does anyone agree that the boyfriend's parents should even be involved in this or no? 585-252-9800. I don't know.
Listen, at that point, like, they're probably just concerned about their son's mental health.
Yeah,
because,
of course.
Like,
that's scary.
That's really scary to think you're, like, going to be a dad at 15. So, yeah, there was probably turmoil within their family, and there should be some type of punishment. I don't care who it's to, but someone needs to learn that this isn't okay to do.
Yeah, I remember like two or three girls doing this when I was in high school, and it was an ugly situation because nobody's thinking about how is this going to affect another person. You know what I mean? Nobody's thinking about that. Someone just texted in. This is insane. I would make sure the punishment is really harsh on this one. It's not just lying. She dragged another family into it.
Right.
I would be beyond angry if I was that boyfriend's parents. Yeah, and the boyfriend's parents right now are on this girl's parents, the mom that just wrote in. The boyfriend's parents want to know, what do you plan on doing here? They very much want their 16-year-old daughter. I'm assuming the relationship's over with now.
I don't see any world where they would allow their son to get back with this
right.
girl.
She's not coming in our house. Right. Elena says, good morning, guys. Ground her. Take everything away. Make her apologize publicly. That is no joke. She literally scared someone about one of the most serious things imaginable.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's not okay.
No.
I think that this is a huge teaching lesson, because if you don't nip this in the bud right now, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for you as you get older into your adult life to start making up things for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is probably one of the biggest things you can make up, but like, what's the next one going to be? Faking an illness, faking cancer, faking a medical issue? Like,
that's true too. How far do you think you can take it?
Correct. I mean, like, I've seen those documentaries. I mean, Scamanda comes to mind. Like, it's a real thing.
Yeah. Michelle says, first off, the other parents demanding to know what you're doing is kind of ridiculous. This is your child, not theirs. I would be furious if someone tried to dictate how I discipline my teen, but I also see the bigger picture. She needs guidance on boundaries, empathy, and consequences.
Yeah. But, like, I don't agree with that at all, because this is no different than her daughter going up and punching another girl in the face and then the parents being like, wait, are you going to like do something about this?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he wasn't physically harmed by what she did and what she said, but mentally it took a toll.
Yeah. They don't see what he went through and probably his parents went through behind closed doors. He was probably really spiraling, you know?
So yeah, them asking, hey, what's going to be done about this? Not that far off.
I was a junior in high school and had a scare like this with my girlfriend. We never, ever even had sex. She's like, I think I'm pregnant. I didn't eat for like a week. I know what that feels like. Right. I've never been so scared in my life.
It's insane.
Brian says, you guys talk about emotional manipulation. If I was the other parent, I would make my daughter apologize and let them know that my daughter will be meeting with a counselor or therapist each week, because this woman's daughter has no empathy. And if you guys are just tuning in right now, we got a message from an anonymous mom who says her 16-year-old daughter faked her own pregnancy to get back at her boyfriend, who she felt like didn't appreciate her enough. Wild. And now the boyfriend's parents want answers. How are you going to handle this? Let me get to a couple more here. Eric says, good morning, guys. So my son, who is older now, had a girlfriend in high school who pulled the same stunt after he broke things off with her. I went and spoke to not only her, but the parents and made sure everyone knew what was going on. And I also let her know she's no longer welcome in my home. Wow. My son didn't sleep for days, didn't eat. She put him through a lot because she was upset and she didn't know how to handle her emotions. She needs guidance on how to handle conflict, rejection, but jealousy as well. Yeah, Eric, 100%, man.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a couple people here that are asking the same question. Why do the boyfriend's parents feel like they have the right to be involved because of what they saw their son go through?
Right.
They're correct. Demanding answers.
And that's not that far off, so...
No. Thanks again, though. To the mom who wrote in and trusted us to share this, we appreciate it. I mean, parenting teens is absolutely wild. thank you, guys. Everyone who wrote in and agrees this 16-year-old is going to have to deal with the fallout, you're probably right. Sometimes the only way to really learn a lesson is just to go through it, get burned. But I would definitely get, it's time to get some lessons on how to deal with conflict. Because faking a pregnancy, it's just not it.
It's not it.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.